Chapter 1. Green's the New Pink.
Green is the new pink. That's a pretty catchy phrase, isn't it? It means that caring about the environment is a growing trend. From movie stars to the family next door, it seems like everyone is going green. What does it mean to be green? Well, green is the color that stands for environmentalism, caring about the earth. Living green means understanding that your actions have an effect on the environment. You try to live your life in a way that does as little damage as possible to the earth. The simple choices all of us make every day are a big part of that. Going green is a really important job. We have to save the world. Our planet is in great danger. Our air, our water, and our land are all threatened. And not only is the earth at risk, but every one of us is also personally under attack. Many of the products we use and the foods we eat are harmful to us and the environment. So, are you living green? There are a lot of questions you can ask yourself to help figure it out. Do you use products that are made with all natural ingredients? Do you often ride in gas-guzzling cars? Do you eat organic foods? Do you recycle as much as possible? Do you leave lights on when you are not using them? Do you wear makeup that is harmful to the environment and even your own face? Most of us have mixed answers to these questions, some good, some bad. The trick is acting on your answers. You can make some simple but possibly world-saving changes in your own life. From morning until night, you make hundreds of choices that affect the environment. We all do. Together, if we make the right choices in being eco-friendly, we can make a big difference. Former Vice President Al Gore started talking about global warming a few years ago. At the time, many people didn't want to listen. Global warming is a way of saying that our planet is heating up. The title of Mr. Gore's documentary on global warming sums up the situation well. An inconvenient truth. Sure, it's easier to believe that there is no problem, or that someone else will take care of it. But the inconvenient truth is that global warming and other environmental issues affect all of us. After all, there is only one planet Earth. The reason that global warming is happening is because of a process known as the greenhouse effect. This natural phenomenon gets its name from the way a greenhouse works. A greenhouse is a glass building plants are grown in. Have you ever sat in a car with the windows rolled up on a sunny day? It gets hot pretty fast, right? Well, that's how a greenhouse works too. Heat from the sun passes through the glass. It warms up the ground inside the greenhouse, or the seats inside your car. This heats up the air above it. The warm air is trapped inside, keeping the greenhouse warm enough to grow plants all year long.